It's time once again for the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU Radiothon here in Richmond. And this is where those of us at News Radio WRVA and all of our affiliated stations at Intercom Richmond devote a great deal of time and energy to raise funds for the very important work that happens at Children's Hospital Richmond every single day. And this is just the couple of days out of the year where we try to really bring that into focus for the Richmond community. And Elias Newjar is the CEO of Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. And you know, when you and I talked last year, I think I had been on the air maybe a day or two before we did the radiothon. I was a little nervous about it. It was, and I didn't realize this, it was your first couple of days or weeks on the job.
Now you're exactly right. I shared your nervousness. I think it was my day two as well, and I was so excited to be there with you and to be a part of this special event.
So what brought you to Children's Hospital of Richmond? I mean, this is a competitive job. It's a big job, and a lot of people who did not listen last year may not understand how important this hospital is to the community, the fabric of the community of Central Virginia.
Well, I tell you, this is a special place. Being part of the Children's Hospital of Richmond, we have an outstanding team of folks, dedicated specialists from all over the world that are here taking care of kids and families. We have an outstanding foundation that supports the things that we need and want and desire to do, and dare I say dream. And then, of course, you know, the leadership at VCU Health, who's all in and very supportive of this effort. And this special event excites me because it brings the community together. And really, it's around doing the best for kids and families, which is very special.
And if you ask around, you know, people are polite in Richmond. They don't ask a lot of medical questions. But if you ask around, this hospital touches the lives of a lot of families. What are your numbers like?
Well, I tell you, it's very impressive. When you look at our ambulatory visits, our clinic visits per year, it's over 250,000 children a year get cared for by our team of experts. And that can be from anywhere from A to Z. And then if you look at our surgeries, as an example, we care for roughly 4,000 children a year. So this is a very, you know, special, tremendous privilege to be able to care for these families.
And, you know, this audience, especially on my program in the morning, we have a lot of business people. So they're interested in the numbers, and they're also interested in good governance and best practices. Yes. And I'm, you know, probably the other folks you talk to wouldn't ask you a question like this, but I feel obligated to do it. How do you manage your money, and how do you make sure that you're using best practices so that money is well spent and it doesn't go off into other directions? Because that's been an issue for other charities, not so much here in Richmond, but nationally.
Right. No, that's a great question. And, you know, this is something we take very seriously. I take very seriously. Good financial stewardship is essential. And we realize how special it is for our community to give their precious funds. We have a very thoughtful board within VCU Health that we work very closely with. They help set the strategic direction of the Children's Hospital. We work very closely with our Children's Hospital Foundation Board, which are wonderful, wonderful individuals who help steward and guide the decisions that we're making as an institution. And then really what I'm trying to bring to bear is innovative thinking that looks at the needs, wants, dreams of how we can care for kids, whether it's recruiting outstanding specialists from all over the world, to really looking at how we provide care thoughtfully with child life specialists who are there with children when they may be receiving care and they're nervous and they're scared. How can we help support them and bring a smile to their face? And then as we think about recruiting staff that are so essential in that care for the child and family, are we thinking holistically and with the family and the child at the center?
You know, when you start looking at the money that we're going to raise during the radiothon, where does it go? Does it go to add additional staff? Does it go to supplement the existing staff? Is there equipment that we don't have here in Richmond that you need to purchase, and this is the only way to raise that kind of money to buy that stuff?
Yeah, I'll tell you, this event is special for us because every dollar raised goes to support the Children's Hospital, whether it's recruitments, it's equipment, it's supplies, it's transportation. I can assure you that every dollar that is generated in support of what we're trying to do for kids goes to kids. And we have a very rigorous process of compliance in terms of how we follow up and provide the reports that would support and demonstrate use of those dollars. But it really is pure in terms of impacting kids and families at the forefront.
Yeah. Any stories stand out for you? I know we're going to talk to a lot of families over the course of the 2 days when we're doing the radiothon, but anything really jump out at you?
Well, you know, there's so many stories that come to mind. You know, one of the great privileges for me is spending time with our families and getting to know the children and the parents. And, you know, there's one family that I had a chance to spend quite a bit of time with, and they were going through some very tough stuff over the last year where their kiddo was diagnosed with cancer. And the mom was describing to me that whole process and really how her life went upside down in a minute and ended up really coming, and what a blessing for us, coming to the Children's Hospital to be cared for by our teams. And the thing that stood out to me that was really special, you could see the love not only that she has of her child, but how our teams were there in such a privileged way to be able to care for her and her child through this process. And then getting to see our teams work with this family and how invested they are in this child, in this mother, in their family, in their care, you can see that this is special.
Yeah, well, it's a special hospital here in the Richmond area that serves a much broader community. And, you know, over the course of the 2 days, we'll have so many family members who are willing to come and share their stories with Central Virginians. And we know that the people of Richmond have always been very supportive during our radiothon and in general towards the Children's Hospital of Richmond. So I really appreciate you starting us out with a reminder of how much good we can do as we head into the holiday season. Elias Nujar, the CEO of Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, always a pleasure to see him. We'll look forward to many, many successful stories of kids getting better.
Sounds great, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.